The Suns are undefeated. Granted, they've only played one game, but for a team that finished with the NBA's worst record last season, winning only 21 games, maybe let's let them savor being in first place for now. The Suns beat the Dallas Mavericks last night on opening night, 121-100, and with me to talk about the win is Greg Moore, sports columnist for the Arizona Republic. And Greg, one game in, what do you make of this team?
This was the greatest night in the history of all nights.
They're going to win the championship now, right?
They're going to go 82-0. Listen, we've got to measure it. We've got to temper it. Dallas wasn't that good last season. There's a reason they ended up drafting Luka Doncic as high as they did, right? But for once, the Phoenix Suns had veterans in the starting lineup. They had a smooth, steady rotation. They had an offensive identity. They had 35 assists, which means they moved the ball around, which means they trust each other. By comparison, they were second in the league last season, second to worst in the league last season, averaging about 19 assists per game. This year, they've got a lot of shooters, and they've got a lot of trust in the system that Igor Kokoschkov has implemented, at least through one game.
Did we learn anything about Igor Kokoschkov as a head coach last night?
Well, we wondered, right? We knew that he had this international experience and that he'd won a big major title over in Europe. And we knew that he had 20 years of experience as an assistant coach at the NBA level. But until you see it, you always kind of wonder. Well, what we saw was a very even distribution of minutes. You had seven guys play more than 20 minutes. But what's more than that, you had four or five guys each get 10 or 11 shots, right? Isaiah Cannon, 10 shots. DeAndre Ayton, 11 shots. Josh Jackson, 11 shots. TJ Warren, 12 shots. Trevor Ariza, 12 shots. It's a very even distribution of touches that has to make guys feel good, like they're going to be in the flow of the offense. So what we learned is that the system that Coach Igor is known for is his system, and it is something that the players can buy into. And the thing that we've suspected is that Coach Igor is going to be a cool customer, right? Like, he's not going to get overly excited about this. A reporter asked him after the game, hey, Coach, how are you going to celebrate? I mean, after all, he's been an assistant coach for 20 years,
yeah.
And he finally, in his first opportunity, gets a win. He says, I'm not going to celebrate. I learned from Dave Cowens a long time ago. Players win games, coaches lose games. I'm going to go home and spend some time with my family.
All right, so you mentioned DeAndre Ayton, the number one pick in this past year's NBA draft. We have to talk about him just a little bit. He had a double-double, double digits in points and rebounds. Seems like he looked pretty good.
He also had six assists out there. The thing that impressed me most, so I was able to be around DeAndre quite a bit last season when he was at Arizona. I've never seen Ayton look small out there. And this was the first time I could remember seeing an opponent noticeably and considerably larger than DeAndre, and that was in DeAndre Jordan, the Mavericks center who's been one of the best post defenders of his generation. And DeAndre even spoke to it. He was like, man, I got a little jittery out there when I looked across and I saw how big he was. You know, there was a moment, DeAndre's coming down, first quarter, and DeAndre Jordan just gives him a forearm, and the next thing you know, DeAndre Ayton is flat on his butt. He just got knocked down like it was just so many, you know, houses of cards. He just fell right down. I asked DeAndre about that after the game, and he says, yeah, man, I was just coming down thinking I was going to get myself a rebound, and boom, next thing you know, I'm on my butt. He said, this is a man's league for sure, you know? He wasn't worried about it. He was just happy to be out there. He seemed to be having fun. Yeah, I thought the big fella looked good in his first game.
All right. That's Greg Moore, sports columnist with the Arizona Republic. Greg, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, man. Call me anytime.